drive to eat high-fat, high-sugar foods even when you're not hungry. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, our guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney. We're going to talk about our amazing Constitution. But before we get to that, those of you who are listening to the news just a few moments ago heard that Dr. David Kessler, formerly the head of the FDA, is so concerned about obesity in America. Now, David Kessler, as head of the FDA, knows full well that aspartame can be used to fatten cattle and to fatten people, that it actually predisposes to obesity, and yet they have aspartame in our children's food and so many of the prepared foods, and they know what the damage it's doing. They just don't want the American people to know it, and so they blame, you know, Colonel Sanders or McDonald's or whatever it would be. Why don't they address the issue? Why? Because obesity does predispose to hypertension and diabetes and all sorts of degenerative diseases, and there is a population control agenda. And people at the highest levels of our government. Let me tell you that many people in the FDA are very, very concerned about what's going on, but they keep their mouths shut because they want to keep their jobs. I mean, we are being poisoned with the mercury in the influenza vaccine. They know that. We're being poisoned by the mercury in our fillings, and certainly in Sweden, where they have socialized medicine and dentistry, they will not allow the mercury fillings to be used. Germany has recently outlawed genetically modified foods because they're a danger, and yet here in America, why almost all of our corn and soybeans and canola oil and similar items are genetically modified, and we know that in animals won't eat those things, and the genetically modified food, and of course in many of the animals it produces infertility, they know all of these things. And yet you're not going to hear that on ABC, CBS, and NBC. And with that as the background, let's get to talking about our Constitution. Because if we had our Constitution, we would not have an FDA. And this information would be get out. We could inform the American people of what's going on. And most of our problems result from the fact that we've abandoned the restrictions that were placed on the federal government back in 1787 when they drew up our Constitution and limited the power of the central government for all time. Isn't it a shame that we have so many congressmen who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and then consistently vote to fund programs that specifically violate the very Constitution they've sworn to uphold? And with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution. David, are you there? David, are you there? Well, could you get him back again? David really, of course, is smart of a small group that works with Michael Perutka back in Annapolis, Maryland. And, of course, they're trying to set up programs all across the United States to train people about the Constitution. Certainly, this is one of the most important things we can do is to get people trained to understand understand the very essence of our form of government. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. The power of the central government is to be limited, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property are to be taken care of at the state and the local level so that men could be free. And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, he said, you know, I see within the Supreme Court the very possibility of the loss of our freedom, because by allowing the power to be centralized in the federal government in Washington, D.C., a little here, a little there, until eventually one day we wake up and we find ourselves living in a tyranny just as oppressive as the one which we've recently thrown off. And that's exactly what's happening today. And the fact that most people do not understand that we have people at the highest levels of our government who are intent upon destroying our Constitution, because people don't realize that we're in the mess we are today. David Whitney, are you back with us? Oh, Michael Shaw. Well, let's get Michael Shaw then.
Dr. Stan.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I am fine. I'm not prepared to talk about the subjects you've introduced.
All right, you go ahead and you talk about sustainable development, because I know that's close to your heart.
Well, you know, but your introduction plays right into the dynamic, because we are talking about a Congress and an executive department that is just ignoring our Constitution. And in sustainable development, I always make the argument it's the core of how that's being ignored, because the nature of sustainable development is all-encompassing, and it calls for a total revamping of the nature of America, and that revamping is happening in a thousand ways, and certainly one of them is the dynamic that you were talking about in your introduction. But I want to look at sustainable development from a broad perspective, where it comes from, how it's fueled, and what it's going to bring to us as Americans. Many in the audience have heard the term. Certainly school children have heard the term. It's normally couched in environmental language. The environment is the cover for the globalist sustainable development movement. Sustainable development is a concept that grows out of the United Nations Agenda 21 program. And that officially hit the world scene in 1992 at the Rio Summit that was held attended by the United States. In fact, George Bush was there sitting in a yacht owned and operated by Prince Charles right off the shores of Rio de Janeiro. And he signed on America as a participant in the Agenda 21 program. There were 178 nations that did that, virtually the whole world. The State Department reports to the United Nations every couple years on how it is that America has moved to successfully implement Agenda 21. Now,
can I just mention for our listeners, Agenda 21 is the master plan. It is the master agenda for the 21st century. That's all it is. It sounds complicated, but it really isn't. There is a master plan. They just don't want the people to know what we're doing is moving towards fascism. But go right ahead.
Well, and what people, to expand that simple definition a little bit, people need to understand the three main fingers of Agenda 21. First is the abolition of private property. Now, that may sound bizarre to you. You say, well, look, this isn't Karl Marx's communism. This is America. Well, Agenda 21, or sustainable development, has the same objectives. It intends to effect it differently, because we're not looking to a system of straight communism in order to effect the abolition of private property. Instead, we work through a step-by-step process to abolish private property on a very incremental basis. That basis is accelerating dramatically today, but in the end, we will not be living under a communist economic system. We'll be living under a fascist economic system. The communist system of justice will rule us all under the terms of what is now being politely called social justice. Social justice is a communist form of justice where rights are granted to groups, not to individuals, and different groups have different rights, and those rights change from time to time. Because at the core of Agenda 21 is the idea that the unalienable rights of human beings are to be no longer recognized. You know, it's interesting, if you go back to dictionaries, Dr. Stan, back in the 18th century, there was a sharp distinction between the meaning of unalienable, that's U-N, alienable, and inalienable, that's I-N, alienable. Back then, it was recognized that unalienable rights are rights that are imbued within us as human beings, vested in us, according to Thomas Jefferson, by our Creator. An inalienable right, that's I-N, is a right that is granted by civil government and that can be changed by civil government. Today, if you go to a dictionary, any dictionary, unalienable and inalienable are defined in exactly the same way.
And it's sort of like it was in George Orwell's 1984. They simply changed the meaning of words. These people know exactly what they're doing. They're operating as a cabal. They're operating in an organized fashion, financed by the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Carnegies and people of great wealth who want a fascist society. But the last thing they want is for the people to wake up. And your job out there is to help us awaken them. We'll be right back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, which is really for a society where everything is regulated, and everything is controlled, and everybody is watched, and everybody is monitored, and freedom is simply a remembrance of things past. Sustainable development, well, it's helped substitute the word socialism or fascism, and you can understand what it's all about. It's using the threat to the environment, to the butterflies, and certainly to the turtles, and to, you know, the three-toed salamanders as a justification for taking away the freedom from everybody and taking away your property rights, and eventually down the armed line disarming the people. After all, they might use those guns to shoot animals or crickets or something of the sort. We've got to regulate people to save the environment, but what they really want, and I'm sure Michael will tell you, is massive population control. They really do intend to kill off most of the population of the world. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, we talked about one of the three elements of sustainable development. I mean, just mentioning it, that is the abolition of private property. The next two primary thrusts of Agenda 21 are, first, to educate our youth to prepare them for global citizenship. You know, it is very dangerous to you, to your child, and to society to send them off each morning to government schools. It's true that that's also the situation for many private schools, but it is the case in all government schools that it exists for this purpose, that is, to educate the youth to prepare them for global citizenship. A major pollster earlier this year came out with a finding that the majority of recent college grads now identify themselves as global citizens. The program for re-educating the American youth is succeeding. You know, I've been in a number of groups speaking on this subject, and parents, grandparents come up, some of them in tears, and talk about how they lost their child to this program, as their child is now an environmental guru or many of the other fields that are operating to push sustainable development down the throats of Americans, and they are just greatly saddened that they lost their child, not just to the American experience, they lost their child to their own family experiences, their own religious experiences. Our schools have become dangerous places because they are charted as the education core for creating global citizenship mentality in our youth. They do not teach the children the ideals of unalienable rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to property. Now, the third major dynamic behind sustainable development is population control. You just made reference to this. It is population control, meaning control all things that we do, subjecting us to all kinds of rules and structures, eliminating all of our freedoms. It is also about population reduction. One of the two commanding books for Agenda 21, the first is called Agenda 21. The second is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. That's a 1,300-page document published by the United Nations in 1992. And it there, on page 783, says human population is to be reduced to 1 billion people. Now, that's an 85% reduction in current levels. The world is getting more and more ugly as the months now tick by. The process of implementing Sustainable Development Agenda 21 is accelerating very rapidly. I think we can expect that the circumstance is going to worsen dramatically through the first term of the Obama administration.
And I think, you know, you say, how would they ever get rid of, you know, 85 or 90% or 95% of the world's population? Which there are some people who really want to get rid of that many people. And of course, you do it with war, you do it with a disease, you do it with a chemical poisoning. There are lots of ways, of course. The Germans were pikers compared with the Chinese communists. They simply starved to death about 43 million of their peasants between 58 and 62, and not a word of the controlled media. In fact, we've done everything we could to reward those nice Chinese communists who starved to death between about 43 million of their own peasants between 58 and 63. It was called the Great Hunter, 58 and 62. You can look it up on the internet. Some people say it was only 30 million, but the figures we have are 43 million, 44 million. And why do we ever talk about it here in America? Because we don't want the American people to be concerned that the major source of funding for this brutal communist regime is the United States of America and our great financiers. So go right ahead, Michael.
Well, it's important to realize that what's happening around us today is the implementation of the Sustainable Development Wildlands Project for the United States. The Wildlands Project is intended, and is well underway to doing this, to set aside 50% of the American landscape and make it off limits for human use. Now, that doesn't just mean hiking use. That means if you live there, you got to leave. But more importantly for all the people in urban zones is that it means that no resources can be extracted. Nothing. Now, if you've got a wildlands project, as this happens, this is fairly well mapped out. You can see that at our website. The mapping out of the wildlands project means that much of our agricultural land will be off limits. And it means that the raw materials that are used to build our cities and maintain them will be off limits. Once you take the resources of the world and say people can have no use of those resources, it won't take long to see the big die-off begin. So the elements of sustainable development do fit together. The children are indoctrinated in principles of environmentalism such that they support wildlands projects. The Congress has passed many pieces of legislation advancing the incremental implementation of this program. And yet, largely, the people haven't put the pieces together to see what it is that America is headed for and what's being designed for us. Now, some people would say, well, they can't financially afford doing all these things. Well, if that's your attitude, and I've encountered so many people with that view, especially before we started seeing this enormous growth in the American government. But even in the absence of that, one has to understand, to be able to put this in perspective, the nature of our monetary system. You know, in these recent Tea Parties, there's a lot of signs about end the Fed. End the Fed. Good, because more and more people are beginning to understand the nature of our monetary system. But in short, listeners need to realize that the money we use, pull it out and it says Federal Reserve note on it, is a piece of paper that is created out of thin air by a narrow elite of globalist families that have been operating together for centuries.
And I think that's really what's so vitally important people understand. And you're never going to hear about these sort of things except on programs like this. We'll be right back in a moment with Michael Shaw.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Michael Shaw, and we're talking about sustainable development. We're talking about this whole move in the name of course, protecting the environment, to strip us of our rights, and of course, they're doing a tremendous job of this, step by step, a little at a time, taking away our freedom until eventually there's no freedom left. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But Michael, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners, you know, how to get in touch with your ministry and your organization, Freedom Advocates.
Well, Freedom Advocates is on the web. It's freedomadvocates.org. You can reach us by phone at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. But what's important is to realize that at our website, there's all kinds of tools, tools for your knowledge, information, and research, both government documents and assessments of those documents and assessments of policies that are being undertaken to implement sustainable development. You know, someone in your community has to take the lead in understanding what this is and disseminating the necessary information so that the rest of the community can begin to understand. Because when you do understand sustainable development, you will see the policies and procedures of its implementation at your city council, at your board of supervisors. Every county in America is now committed to the sustainable development program through its elected bodies.
And I think it's so important to realize that they spent billions of dollars on this, the great tax-exempt foundations, the people of great wealth who want this sort of an all-controlling society, and they'll bring people into town, visioning groups. They'll have a facilitator there. They'll have a public meeting, and they want you to express your opinions. Of course, that's what they tell you. But really, everything is to redirect your thought. And, of course, they're using the schools to program our children. They're using all sorts of public, procedures, all sorts of public meetings to get the people behind this. They control in most communities the media, and so you're never going to hear the other side of this. This is all step by step to take away our freedom in total violation of our Constitution. Again, our number 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for our special guest, Michael Shalva. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, the step-by-step is true, but that step-by-step process has been going on, you know, since most of this listening audience has been alive. But it is accelerating very rapidly today. And George Bernard Shaw, one of the early incubators of this form of world control, said once, "We will crawl like a turtle till we see the finish line, and then we will break out like a hare in a whirl of buzzing and confusion." Well, we can look around the world today, we can look around this country today, and we can look around into our community today, and we can see that that's exactly what is happening. So now is the time. This is not going to happen after the baby boomers are dead. The program is accelerating, I suspect, because the monetary system is falling apart. They got to get this done while they're in control of the world's money supplies. And so they are moving very rapidly. That gives us the opportunity to identify them and to rally people around the blockage of the Sustainable Development Action Plan.
And that's, of course, one reason they want to get guns away from the people, get guns registered, get ammunition registered, regulate your ability to defend yourself. Why they've targeted our veterans, oh, my goodness, they might become terrorists. That's why they're all of our veterans are potential terrorists, every one, because they're trained to kill. After all, I mean, you don't want people around the society who are trained to kill, do you? And yet, of course, who trained them to kill? Why, the very government that sent them overseas to fight in blood and suffer and die in wars that we were never intending to win. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think listeners can get what's probably the best analysis, short-form, pamphlet-form analysis of sustainable development and its action plan at our website. On our front page, you can download these pamphlets, which in some communities are getting very wide distribution. That's where you want to be. You want your friends, neighbors, relatives, and associates to have this information. You want to know it. You want them to have it. You want to begin to lead the rise up in your community. It's a global to local action that's coming at us. The way to fight it back is to act at the local level, because it's at the local level, the policies that are going to destroy your life as an American are occurring. So go to freedomadvocates.org. First thing to look at, and go back to them later, are these pamphlets. We have them available at bulk sale prices so that you can circulate them. But the first obligation you have to yourself is to know what's happening in the world. Because by not knowing, it won't change. And if that's the case, our fate is doomed. We become chattel of a global ruling elite with a new one-world religion and a fascist economic system operated globally, and a communist system of justice that will have as its primary motivation the control and reduction of human population. You say, well, it's an ugly subject. I don't like to have a nightmare. Well, you might have a few bad dreams, but once you understand it and you realize the import of blocking Agenda 21, you stop having nightmares. And you start to feel, oh, I am alive at a time and with an opportunity to really matter. And it's going to take a whole lot of us if we're going to have the effect that needs to be had for the benefit of everyone. No one, even the implementers, I call them the slave masters of Agenda 21, are going to like its result. Who wants to be the slave master in the world of 1984? Now, George Orwell and George Bernard Shaw were friends. They were both part of the political economic movement that began then and is coming to culmination now. So spend the time, find this information out. But let's go back. We talked a bit about the Federal Reserve and how that fits in. People need to understand that our dollars are made up out of thin air. Every dollar created is distributed in the form of debt. So all the money in existence or created since 1913 has had an interest payment that ends up in the pockets of the institutions or groupings controlled by globalist banking interests. Every fiat money, that is money made out of thin air like this, implodes. It either implodes because that's nature's course, or it implodes because the manipulators chose it to implode in order to cause civil upheavals. I'll contend that today our monetary system is imploding for just that reason. Now is the time to rush to the finish line. When everybody can see where something wrong is going on, well, to understand how it is that that wrong can happen through financial manipulations necessitates you understand the monetary system. In this country, the Federal Reserve is the implementer of our fiat money system. Watching Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism will give you a good visual depiction of what this system is all about. Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, will give you an American historical analysis of the Federal Reserve and fiat money. You don't have to be a genius at that point to understand right from wrong and to understand the horrific implications that come with this fiat money system and our own Federal Reserve.
And of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you haven't seen From Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, and if you buy anything from us, ask for a free copy of that DVD. We'll send it to you without charge. Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, certainly our guest is Michael Shaw, and we're in the last segment. Michael, you got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, let's talk a bit about the methodology of Agenda 21, or sustainable development. Is really got three elements as its core objectives we were able to describe in three. The methodology of sustainable development is comes under what they call the three E's. Those three E's are equity, meaning the system of justice, economics, and the environment. So the equity is all about changing our system of law from the principles of equal justice, which incorporate the political recognition of each individual's unalienable right to life, to liberty, and to the use and enjoyment of property. Well, it shifts that system from equal justice to one dubbed by many law schools today as social justice. People coming out of law school are taught the principles of social justice, are not taught the philosophy of unalienable rights. So you can see already that our judicial system has the deck stacked against us. If our interests are in being individual human beings with the right to your own life, the deck is certainly being stacked against us. We need to make a call upon ourselves to understand equal justice and to understand social justice so that we can see how the legal system today is abandoning the traditional interests of the American philosophy. Well, the second of their E's is economics, and it is every bit as devastating as the equity or system of justice dynamics are. Because the economic system under Agenda 21 is to be shifted from free enterprise based upon a system of private property to a system of public-private partnership. Now, I just heard them talking about public-private partnership on Fox today. There isn't a day that goes by that you won't hear the reference to public-private partnership on C-SPAN. And so you got to say, well, what is this public-private partnership? Well, you can find 100 examples in your own town where public-private partnership is taking form. Here in Santa Cruz, if you want to build houses, you have to build them in the smart growth methodology of Agenda 21. And when you do that, you'll be fed massive amounts of subsidy that are funneled from the federal government to the local governments who have implemented this part of Agenda 21. Public-private partnership is a system of corporatism devised by Benito Mussolini. There is no difference between public-private partnership and the old definition of this dynamic called economic fascism. Adolf Hitler was the public side, meaning the government side, of the partnerships with his chosen business guys who did his dirty work. That is what is happening in America today. We are shifting from free enterprise to public-private partnership.
And I would just point out that many of the major corporations in Adolf Hitler's Germany were American corporations like General Motors and like Ford and like IBM and like AT&T and like Exxon and DuPont and right down the line. But they're never going to tell the American people that our major corporations are working hand in glove with Adolf Hitler to build up the German war machine both before the war and during the Second World War when those weapons were used to kill American soldiers. But if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the Third Reich was the practice session for tomorrow's fully implemented sustainable development regime. So if we value private property, that is where the nature of the relationship between a human being and something, it's not the thing itself, it's the relationship that we have over something, where we use and enjoy that property for, rational reasons. That system is being replaced by public-private partnership. Major corporations and local insiders are the beneficiaries, supposedly, of this new remake. But the third E is the environment. Now, the environment, I don't want to be windy about this, but I'm a guy who's taken a section of land on the California coast and turned it into the most diverse native plant oasis in the state. Well, the environmental movement is not about the environment. It's about creating cover and an excuse for the taking of land, investing it in public-private partnerships or straightly in government itself. It is about reforming our system of justice such that a property right as to water, for instance, is no longer a property right under the social justice and Agenda 21 rules. Ranchers and farmers across America are losing their right to the use of property that is on their land.
Well, once again, Michael, why don't you get out your telephone number and your website?
It is freedomadvocates.org. The phone number is 831-684-2232.
God bless, and thank you so very much. We'll be talking to you later. Behind that, our guest is, of course, Michael Shaw. Hope you enjoy our conversations with Michael. We try to have him with us every month. It's important that you keep your attention focused on this move towards fascism. And, of course, there really are people at the highest levels of our government who control both political parties who want fascism. And, of course, they run people on the Republican ticket and the Democratic ticket, and they bribe our congressmen with large amounts of money. And, of course, we've got the finest congressman money could buy. It's about time we took America back. We have a great talk. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Tyranny. It's on DVD. We have a syllabus that goes with that. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development. But the most important thing you can get is the material on global warming. Have you noticed that you will never read in the newspaper any criticism of this idea we have global warming, and yet all of the major scientists, I mean, over 30,000 scientists, over 30,000 scientists today who have actually signed a petition saying there's no relationship between man's activity and global warming. No relationship at all. Well, if that's true, then why don't we ever hear about it? And the reason you don't hear about it is because you're not supposed to, because the media is controlled. So you need to get, of course, the material. We have a four-tape set on global warming. We have a book called The Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming, and one called, Global Warming Allegore. I think it's the title, Global Warming Allegore. Just ask for the Allegore book. We've got two DVDs, both done by Michael Kaufman. One, the original one, and then one that's in three or four segments, about 30 minutes each, going into the background and the live global warming. And all you need to realize is that if global warming, CO2 makes up a very small part of the atmosphere, 0.038%, not 1%, not a tenth of a percent, 0.038%. It's gone from 0.028 to 0.038%. Why has it gone up? Because we have global warming in the cycle. We're in a global warming cycle. And, of course, recently we've been moving towards global cooling, but that doesn't dissuade Al Gore. It doesn't dissuade him that the sea levels have been falling the last 6 or 8 years. They have an agenda. They're going to make a lot of money at this, so they're going to use this to control the populace. So you have to help us get the truth out about global warming. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. CO2 is a miracle gas. It makes things grow and makes them grow ever so much better. Very little of the CO2 in the atmosphere is a direct result of man's activities. Probably only a very small fragment of that, 0.038% of the atmosphere. The major source of CO2 simply comes out of the ocean, which the oceans heat up during the cycle of global warming, and of course then it drives the CO2 out of the ocean. That's the reason the level of CO2 is going up, not man's activities. But you're never going to read that in the newspaper. You're never going to read about the Hearthstone Institute that had a meeting about 2 weeks ago with scientists from all over the world who said, this is a fraud. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the book, Politically Incorrect Global Warming. The four-tape set. Get the two DVDs. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Help try to preserve America for generations yet unborn. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go...